For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. Romans 1:20. It is an unusual time that we live in, as all the rules are being ignored or changed, and people have been driven to becoming less tolerable as the demand for tolerance is laid with a heavy hand upon us. It's why Romans 1:20 was an ideal way to open the devotional today. As it says, there are none who can claim excuse as to not knowing what they're doing. But in their continuation of doing the things that they choose to do, they and even we sometimes feel as though what gets done no longer matters, because no one is being held accountable for what they do. And nothing could be further from the truth. On the day that the laws of God were first handed down to men, it was not to stifle the growth of men, but it was to enhance and make fruitful their growth. God handed down his laws because he knew that men could not live together or without him, without governance, and men needed to see and to know what the Creator would find acceptable or what he would rule and judge against. You see, it was in a shortness of time that man, after his creation, fell prey to the devil. And at once mankind's heart, once pure, it had been hardened by doubt. And when doubt creeps in and takes hold, it changes the perspective, the reactions, and the outcome of every aspect of a person's life. Doubt takes away the ability to trust. And without trust, everyone becomes in some way or another an enemy. The feelings of threat don't always come from immediate actions, but from the perception of them. Because there is no filter in place any longer to sort out who's lying and who isn't, what's true and what's false. It was at one time to defend yourself that you closed up, but not so today. You want everyone today to know the misery that you now mask as joy, and if they will not join you on your journey, then they must hate you. It once was that you would withdraw from being a part of activities that you didn't like, and they was because of your choices. But today, if your ideals are not accepted, you take to the streets demanding action taken against those who will not support you. God, having created the heavens and the earth, having filled them with life, he lovingly placed man whom he created in the midst of his paradise, and there he fellowshipped with him every day. But in slithered the serpent, crafty, subtle, masking his deception, and he asked the simple question, "Did God say?" And from that question there came a tear in the fabric of trust between man and his God, and the enemy of God would now become the enemy of mankind also. Everything changed on that day. In that moment and from then until now, mankind has struggled with doubt, with mistrust, with lies, with wars, with murders, with adultery, with sexual perversion, with theft, and on, and with believing in God, and with sin. There are two voices that call out to mankind. One is that of wisdom and the other of folly. They are across the way from one another. One seeks to lead a person on paths of righteousness, and the other seeks to lead a person astray, enticing people to do what feels good or feels right, rather than to do what is right and just. And by this, it is not looking through their eyes, but through God's eyes. Listen to wisdom's call. To you, O man, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, gain understanding. Listen, for I have worthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right, and my mouth speaks what is true. For my lips detest wickedness, and all the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. And to the discerning, all of them are right. They are faultless to those who have knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have understanding and power. My fruit is better than fine gold, and what I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing wealth on those who love me and making their treasuries full. Proverbs 8:4-14, 17-19. Wisdom was there before the creation of the world. She was placed within the world for all to have access to, for all to gain understanding from, and to grow in righteousness and blessing. She and prudence will lead a person to prosperity in life. With wisdom, one gains the right use or exercise of knowledge, seeks praiseworthy, commendable ends, and of the best means to accomplish them, seeking what is best, most just, most proper. Wisdom is nearly synonymous with discretion, and discretion enables a person to judge critically of what is correct and proper regarding one's own conduct. Prudence implies caution in deliberating and consulting on the most suitable means to accomplish valuable purposes and the exercise of sagacity. It's the quickness of discernment, the readiness of apprehension, being able to separate truth from falsehood. In discerning and selecting, prudence differs from wisdom in that prudence implies more caution and reserve in avoiding evil than wisdom. For wisdom will give discernment to the devising and executing that which is good, leading us to do what is the right thing at the right time and in the right place. Wisdom says, "Now listen, my sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Listen to my instruction and be wise. Do not ignore it. Blessed is the man who listens to me, watching daily at my doors, waiting at my doorway. For whoever finds me finds life and receives favor from the Lord. But whoever fails to find me harms himself, and all who hate me love death." Proverbs 8:32-36. There's another voice in the streets, and she also raises her voice to all of mankind. Her call is seductive, and her ways seem right to a person. But God warns us of her ways in 1 Corinthians 10:23. "I have the right to do anything, you say, but not everything is beneficial. I have the right to do anything, but not everything is constructive." In Proverbs 9:13-18, it says, "The woman folly is loud. She is undisciplined and without knowledge. She sits at the door of her house on the seat at the highest point of the city, calling out to those who pass by, who go straight on their way. Let all who are simple come in here," she says to those who lack judgment. "Stolen water is sweet. Food eaten in secret is delicious. But little do they know that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of the grave." Many can be heard today to wonder out loud what has happened to common sense. People no longer seek wisdom or discernment to meet evil at the door and to close the door to it. Today we seek others that will encourage our sin, who will help us to justify the decisions that we make, or who will lead us because we don't want to be responsible for our life choices. And so we turn ourselves over to whoever will give us the best of what the world has to offer. But what the world offers us at its best is death. Wisdom's call will only be heard by those seeking to hear her and be guided by what she reveals. There are those who listened to her at one time and who have now turned away because she will lead them to make right choices. But right choices are not what they were pursuing. Today is a moment in time, and it's being sought. What is being sought? Our fame, recognition, money, control, and power. And until people will come into the streets and come with ears to hear and to seek out wisdom and prudence, the understanding and seeing what is evil and then doing what is right and just, there will be the continuation in decline that we are now witness to. Heavenly Father, oh that the voice of folly would be silenced. She calls and so many answer her calling as she shows the way to be easy and profitable and the means of acceptance in whatever you do, whatever you believe, or whatever you claim to be. Her promises, though, are filled with deception. Her hope is built on falsehoods. Her voice caresses until she gets them alone, and then she tears apart those who have come to her. Heavenly Father, faithfulness falls both in the hands of righteousness and of evil. A person will serve one of two masters, and that choice will make them responsible for the actions that will follow during their life on earth. And for many, Lord, those choices will follow them into eternity, because heaven will forgive and forget, but hell will always remember. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done by coming to earth, where by the hands of man, you, the Son of God, was put to death. The devil did not drive the hands and nails in your hands and feet. It was done by men who served the devil. You laid down your life only to pick it back up again, so that even those same men, if they would but hear wisdom's call and come to you, the giver and sustainer of life, that they would also live and have eternal life, living in the presence of the one they so brutally killed. They would be forgiven. People today don't forgive, because we don't want to. We're miserable with our choices, and yet we will not turn from folly's voice, but willingly follow her further into the darkness. O Lord, what we can do to one another when we do what we should not. Father, help us. Deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and will be forever and ever. Amen.